From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 4th. Hi, it's Iris. July 4th. Pen in health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Healing the Source. How to stop motion sickness. I've never been able to sit in the backseat of a car without feeling nauseous. Boats, forget it. The moment they start rocking, my stomach does too. And even though I love flying, turbulence throws me off. Sometimes it's mild, but other times it leaves me feeling helplessly ill. I used to think this was just my thing. A me issue. Something I had to live with forever. Yes, I could take Dramamine or Benadryl. But I didn't care for band-aid approaches with unpleasant side effects. Next. Second, from Healing the Source. Millennial nostalgia. Escapism or emotional survival. The sound of AOL dial-up was the anthem of an era. That scratchy metallic whine that ended in a triumphant "you've got mail" can still send a shiver down my spine. I can picture the glow of the computer screen in a dark room, the beige tower humming, the sticky rollerball on the mouse, and my mom yelling at me to get offline so she could use the phone look up landline. Kids, allow me to keep painting a picture for you to bring us back. We had trapper keepers bursting with Lisa Frank folders and gel pens. Razor scooters that left bruises on our ankles. Up next, third, from Healing the Source. The doshas, how Ayurveda helped me understand my body. Ayurveda translates to the science of life in Sanskrit. Ayur equals life, Veda equals knowledge, and it's been practiced for over 5,000 years. It's a natural, prevention-based approach to health that recognizes each person as unique, down to the foods they digest best, the sleep schedule they thrive on, and the environments that either support or deplete them. I find it fascinating. Personally, I love exploring ancient wellness wisdom and drawing from multiple philosophies, blending it with modern science and personal experimentation to find what works for each individual. And then, fourth, from Healing the Source, 12 things I loved in August. Hello friends, it's Virgo season, a time that always feels like a magnifying glass on the little details of life. Virgos like myself get pegged as perfectionists, and I'll admit, that word has lived rent-free in my head for most of my life. Perfectionism used to mean control, safety, and proving my worth through flawless execution. But what I've learned is that perfectionism is a trap. Perfect literally doesn't exist. Perfect is a defense mechanism. It convinces you that if you just fix yourself a little more, tweak this or that, and maybe you'll finally feel enough. Next, fifth, from Healing the Source. Smaller genes, same labs. The liposuction lie. I remember talking to a woman after her liposuction surgery. She was glowing, dropped a few pant sizes, and liked what she saw in the mirror. I finally did it, she said, convinced she'd just given her heart a gift along with her waistline. But then came her next doctor's visit. Blood sugar? Still high. Cholesterol? No change. Blood pressure? Same as before. The joy in her face crumbled into confusion. How could my body look so different, but my health not improve at all? Didn't I get rid of a ton of fat? She's not alone. Up next, sixth, from Healing the Source. 30 lessons at 30 years old. I turned 30 this week, and instead of feeling frantic about it, the way I once thought I might, I felt calm. A little in awe, honestly. That is surprising because not too long ago I wasn't even sure I would make it here. I can still see myself at 24, lying on the bathroom floor with my cheek pressed against the tile. My body felt foreign to me, covered in cystic acne, weighed down by fatigue, and experiencing debilitating menstrual pain that made standing impossible. And then, seventh, from Healing the Source. Weekend travel guide to Ajay. One of the things I love most about living in Southern California is how quickly you can slip away into a completely different world. A couple of hours in the car and you're in a whole new setting. South toward the coastlines of Orange County, farther still into San Diego, east into the warm desert sun of Palm Springs, or north into the quiet embrace of Ajay, Montecito, or Santa Barbara. For my 30th birthday, my fiancé surprised me with a trip to Ajay, a place that has always held a special kind of magic for me. I had been a handful of times before, but this trip was even more magical because, next, eighth, from Healing the Source, faith, fragility, and the courage to keep speaking. It honestly feels like a miracle that I made it to 30 years old, not just because there were years in my life when I wasn't sure I could keep going, but because life itself is so fragile. Anything can happen when you step outside on the subway, walking down the street, sitting in a classroom. But that does not mean the answer is to lock yourself away at home, because life can just as easily happen there too. I know this from experience. Before I healed myself from debilitating menstrual cramps, the pain I used to experience was so intense that I fainted more than once in my own home. Up next, ninth, from Healing the Source, beware of spiritual narcissism and the new age trap. She leaned toward me, bracelets jangling, silks brushing against the floor as she lowered herself into the circle of the kakko ceremony. Her scarf, patterned with moons and stars, was tied high, and her perfume was a mix of patchouli and something too sweet, filling the air before her words did. She pressed her palms together like she was channeling light and stared into me, a little too deeply, as though she were reading my soul. Your aura is blocked, she said with slow, syrupy emphasis. You're not fully embodied yet, but I can help you. You should come to my retreat next month. And then, tenth, from Healing the Source. Should we trust influencers? We live in a world where the line between recommendation and advertisement is blurrier than ever. Influencers can post a casual photo of their morning coffee and somewhere in the fine print you'll spot paid partnership, or maybe you won't spot it at all. That's the tricky part. On social media, authenticity and marketing have fused together. So how do you know when someone truly loves what they're recommending versus when they're just cashing a check? Let's get into it. First, it's important to recognize that not all paid content is bad. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.